President Obama's position is apparently what it was about a year and a half ago, the last time he made some movement on the issue, and that was when he said his views were evolving. And I remember it was the same day he signed the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal in December of 2010 here at the White House, where he said that he struggles with the issue of gay marriage, being mindful of the fact that he knows many powerful gay couples who have powerful relationships. But ultimately, the White House says President Obama's views have not yet changed, and they continue to evolve. Ultimately, President Obama is going to have to answer this question himself directly. Where does he stand on the issue, and why are his views still evolving a year and a half after he said they were evolving the last time?
The Obama re-election campaign is officially underway, too.
It is, man. And we were at a rally on Saturday in Richmond, Virginia, the two swing state rallies, the first in Columbus, Ohio. A combined total of more than 20,000 people came out to see President Obama at the two rallies. Romney's campaign points out that there were some empty seats in Columbus, Ohio, but ultimately much bigger crowds, I think everyone acknowledges, for President Obama than Mitt Romney's been able to draw thus far. The president's pushing the whole idea that his campaign will move the country forward, while Republicans will move it backward with policies that favor the wealthy and spending cuts that most hurt the poor. The Romney campaign counters with the idea that President Obama is not talking about how his policies have hurt the middle class. And the question is, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? The Obama campaign is trying to answer that by saying, well, things were really, really bad 4 years ago. Just remember that.